One of our favorite times of the week is when we get to talk to Dominic Howarth, our book guy, our book bro from Book and Bottle. Welcome back to studio, Dominic.
So happy to be here. I like book bro. I might have that laminated for a title. Put it on.
Well, you are. And listen, I want to start off with the fact that Book and Bottle just celebrated its anniversary. Tell us a little bit about turning six.
Oh, my goodness. You have never met a more precocious six-year-old than Book and Bottle. It was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. So many people showed up for our huge celebration. We had bubbles flowing. We had cake. We had a really wonderful couple of local guys in which we were printing new shirts for our six-year anniversary. And we had a new design developed by a local wonderful artist and regular Christy Lopez. It was just such an absolute jamboree, one of our best anniversaries yet, I'd say.
Well, and there's pictures of you doing the bump, baby, so that was very fun. So listen, summer reading, let's focus on what is our summer reading bucket list? What are we rereading, and what's new and should be on our listeners' book list for the summer reading bucket list?
Absolutely. Well, a couple that just came out this week is really exciting. We have Matt Haig, who has been world-renowned for his book, The Midnight Library, which just keeps selling. You know, it's a book of hope and longing to right wrongs from your life. He has a new one called The Midnight Train. And so it's this concept of when your life flashes before your eyes, where would you stop along this incredible train of your life? The Midnight Train can take you there, and any chance to relive these moments, that means the most. So there's books like that, but we also have a really cool re-release of The Martian by Andy Weir.
Wow.
I know. Very, very cool. I know everyone got up and saw Project Hail Mary when it was in theaters, and if you didn't, you missed out. The Martian by Andy Weir is re-released in this gorgeous hardcover edition, and it's a really beautiful way to come back to a great, great sci-fi adventure story.
I love that David Sedaris's Y New Collection, the hilarious mm-hmm. Steady Crawl to the Grave, is out. My God. Boy, do we need this this summer.
Oh, my God. Yes. His humor is so razor sharp and brilliant. I'm so happy to have a new book by him out on our shelves.
Well, he even talks about hearing aids. So you know what? It's just fun to see our favorite writers age with us. What else is on our book list? Let's talk a little bit about fiction and literary fiction and local fiction because our friend Ella Kirshner has a new book out coming out June 18.
Oh my goodness. I was just going to mention that. So yeah, so she's coming out with The Critic. It's a psychological suspense, and it's going to be set in 1995. She came into the store very recently and was telling me all about it, and she was saying how proudly set in 1995 it is. It really feels like you're back in that nostalgic, wild decade. It's about this critic who is apparently, people are saying that she poisoned her biggest rival, but the problem is our main character also thinks that she might have done it. And so she is spiraling and trying to figure out who actually did this thing. So huge book for a fan of unreliable narrators, books set in newsrooms, female amateur sleuths, so fans of Agatha Christie and all that. We're really, really excited about that coming out.
Thank you, Dom. So, you know, it's very exciting that that's coming out. Of course, Clean Pin Chronicles is really one of our favorites. And so I just want to say, when I was first editor of San Diego Magazine, someone said to me, don't lick the SASC. Those are the self-addressed stamped envelopes from the writer. So I think that Ella Kirshner must have been listening in, because I was always nervous that some rejected writer would poison me. But that's for another time.
Yeah.
What else is what else is on your summer list for our listeners?
So for our listeners, 100%, I need people to be reading The Everlasting Life of Charlie Wall. So not only is it a local story set in Ybor City, but it's written by one of my favorite local writers, Paul Wilborn.
Really just interviewed him on his Historically St. Pete. And I think, you know what? And guess, this will air tomorrow, Dom, but by the time this airs, folks, you'll have missed the St. Petersburg Museum of History's talk with Paul Wilborn. So what else is going on local lists and also things you have to read for summer?
Yeah. So there's that. And then Tyler Gillespie's wonderful Florida Man poetry collection. We're going to be showcasing that throughout the summer. And then, of course, we have our booksellers who are making sure to read diverse authors and enjoying things that maybe had not been on your list, like Tayari Jones's new book, Kin. Tayari Jones is a book and bottle favorite. She wrote An American Marriage, which is my bookseller Bree's, one of her favorite books. And this is for our historical fiction fans.
American to 50, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. It's about these two motherless girls, Vernice and Annie, who grew up as best friends in this rural Louisiana town in the 50s and 60s, and they just take divergent paths as they navigate their lives. Just no one really writes the human condition quite like Tayari, and I'm very excited that we're going to be doing her book as a new and noteworthy choice in June.
Well, June is Pride Month as well, so tell us a little bit about reads that are part of this celebration.
Absolutely. And so books that we're reading for Pride Month are 100% No God But Us by Bakbak Saeed. So this is for fans of Martyr by Kaveh Akbar, about it's a provocative debut, two gay Afghan men cast out of their respective countries of birth by circumstances beyond their control, and they meet in Istanbul. And so it's a book about second beginnings, about finding yourself. We're also reading books like Waiting on a Friend by Natalie Adler, in which this young gay woman has this ability to see the ghosts of her friends, but one of them does not come back. And so it's this intense, almost sixth sense, but we know the whole time that her friends are dead, but this rumination on grief and about true loss. And it's set in the summer of 1984 during the terrible AIDS crisis. So also historical fiction, but something that is going to really, really take it right to your heart.
You know, I just in the middle right now of reading something nonfiction, historical fiction, and it's a stirring memoir by the Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Ada Farrar, chronicling her family's life in the aftermath of the traumatic rupture from Cuba. Her parents fled, leaving two children behind. Absolutely incredible. And these looks at the past and the different voices in America being, I think there's never been a time to hear so many voices from so many perspectives on what history was like. So Dominic, what else? What else is on the list?
So I would be a bad bookseller if I would probably have my bookselling card revoked if I did not mention Yesteryear by Carol Claire Burke. So Yesteryear is all over the place right now. It's shot to the number one New York Times list. It's a debut author, but she's been writing for years. It's just, you know, all these debut authors, we're like, where'd they come from? Well, they've been writing for 20 plus years, but they just finally found their hit. It's about it's about this, influencer, Natalie, who calls herself a trad wife, someone who goes by the book of what we would consider quote-unquote traditional family American values, raises her kids in this perfect way, makes her own butter, lives on a homestead. But one day she wakes up and suddenly it seems like she's in 1809 Montana with a man that doesn't quite look like her husband, and has to actually live the trad wife existence. And the book is this insane dual narrative of how she gets to this influencer fame, and then also her trying to unravel this mystery of how she has suddenly apparently time-leapt. It is wild. It's very much like our generation's Gone Girl, of an unreliable, unlikable character just slowly spinning out into oblivion.
This is number one on my list to read. I cannot, this is one I'm going to buy in hardback because I simply can't wait to take it out from the library, right?
Oh, no. If you'll be waiting probably for a year, I know like holds on it at the library are numbering in the hundreds right now. It's been nuts to watch the fervor. I can't really remember the last time a debut and something that is not related to a movie has been like such a brilliant hit across generational ages. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you another one that's on my list, and then I want to ask you about yours. A Land Remembered, the TV series that's being filmed all over the state. I'm actually reading it right now, and I just cannot wait till I see Todd Weissman, who's also going to be speaking at the St. Pete Museum of History about the film. But did you ever read A Land Remembered, like, before we started hearing about the film? I mean, I guess everybody in Florida did, except me.
No, it's okay. You have found the only other Floridian who has not. It's kind of wild. I've had several friends recently just kind of randomly bring it up and say how incredible of a book it is. So, no, definitely one on the list as a native Floridian.
So let's talk a little bit about Eye Candy books because, you know, okay, so I'm not a Daniel Steele fan, but what would I read just if I wanted some romance, if I just wanted something fun to read on the beach that's not going to tax my tired brain?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I am actually just starting to read now is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams. It's going to be our fiction book for June, and it is about two writers, Ava and Shane, who reconnect at a literary event in Brooklyn, and they have this passionate week-long romance in their teens 15 years prior. So it's about a second-chance romance, people not realizing that they deserve the love story that they so wish for, but also weaves in motherhood, pain, but it's very, very witty. Like, literally on page 2, my mouth is dropped and I am, like, laughing my head off. Tia Williams just really knows how to write a love story that feels real, but also feels approachable. So even for people who are not like, oh, I'm not really a romance fan, I feel like you're going to love it. And for romance fans, you're going to eat this up.
Well, we're almost out of time, so I want to just turn to an event that's happening on June 3rd that I wish I could be at. It is your Presenting Storytelling Amateur Hour in collaboration with Purpose-Driven Professionals, an open mic event. Is this going to happen? Oh, where you leave perfection at the door. This is so me. Tell me all about this at Book and Bottle.
I am so excited about this. I feel like there is a wall up when people see a microphone. I think other than death, the number one fear for people is speaking in front of people.
Except for you and I. We could talk all day long.
Exactly. We've jumped that hurdle. But for real, we really want to make people feel super safe to tell whatever story they want to tell. That can be poetry, short stories, something that actually happened to them. Everyone's going to have 5 minutes to speak. And it's mainly about creating a room that is a hopeful listening ear and having people just practice those skills in order to carry it into rooms in which maybe it's less forgiving. You know, Book and Bottle always is going to be the place in which we want you to feel safe. And so this is just crafting a space for that.
So, Dominic, we thank you so much for being on air with us. Will you tell us where people can find all the events and your blog and all the other things you do, like the Bromance Bros and et cetera,
yes.
Et cetera?
Yes. So it is bookandbottlestpete.com and then /events for everything that we're doing.
Well, listen, Radio St. Pete, thank you, Dominic, for coming on and sharing what we should be reading. We'll catch up with you again before July. Any parting words for our listeners today?
Just keep reading, keep thinking, and keep diving deeper. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's stay lit with Dominic. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your co-host to Dominic, Nanette Weiser. Until we read again.